Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast, customized around a weekly theme. And our theme for this week is the Meditations of Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius was a Roman emperor in AD 161, and he wrote down his reflections of the day, not in a book to disperse among the people, but rather as a diary or a journal of his reflections on life. And so the journal wasn't discovered until after his death, and now it has become a classic book. So I hope you enjoy the Meditations of Marcus Aurelius. We've done a passage from his book in each day's meditation in this series, and I've customized a meditation technique to go along with each of his reflections that I'm sharing. We're at episode 609 today, and every Friday I always share with you a meditation as well as an herbal tea that supports you, because the herbs are so powerful, they support you in a similar way as does the meditation techniques. So I'll be sharing with you the benefits of rosemary tea and using rosemary in your cooking. And as you do this meditation today, reflect on what you can do in your life to give yourself inner peace, because that's what Marcus Aurelius wrote about. All of his reflections reflect the philosophy of the day that a lot of people followed, which was Stoicism. And that is where you do the right thing. You do what is morally right, regardless of your emotions or how you're feeling about something. You take your ego out of it and you do the right thing. So you take out all the drama, all your attachments, all your likes and your dislikes, and you do what is the moral thing to do. So it's a great way to approach life. It really turns upside down a lot of our concepts about our own life. And so in each day's reflection, I've included a meditation technique, as I mentioned. Well, the meditation technique I'll be guiding you through today is a beautiful, peaceful, calming meditation on inner peace. So before you get started in your meditation, make sure that you're seated nice and straight with your spine straight. You can also lie down, or you can walk as you do this meditation. The best way is always seated with a straight spine. This helps to keep you alert and focused as you meditate. If you're lying down, it's okay. I know sometimes you might be in pain, but you might be inclined to fall asleep. So I encourage you, if you feel up to it, to sit up. But mostly, just meditate. Give yourself this time, this peace, however you do it. Well, as you get ready to do the meditation, I want to go over some of the benefits of rosemary tea. Now, rosemary is such a common herb in most areas of the world, and you can grow it. It's a very hardy plant. And even if you're in a cold climate, you can still grow it outside. I have a big rosemary plant in my garden, and I've had it for over a decade, and I love to snip pieces of rosemary and just put it in hot water, just steep it there, and then I just keep it there all day in my water bottle and add more cold or hot water to it. It has some excellent health benefits. It helps to boost your memory and improve your mood. It reduces inflammation and it relieves pain. It protects your immune system. It helps stimulate circulation. It's also known to help detoxify your body, and it can protect you from premature aging. It can heal skin conditions and bacterial infections. So this is a powerhouse herb. It's an herb that's been used for ages, especially in the Mediterranean region. And it has a great taste, a great smell. Many people that I know use it if they're taking an exam or doing a presentation where they really need to focus their thoughts and remember a lot of information. They'll just have some in their pocket and just take it out and pinch it. When you pinch it, you release the essential oils and then you can smell it. And that works as a type of aromatherapy. So try adding rosemary to your day. Try sipping rosemary tea. So now I want to relax you through the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Pay close attention to where you hold any kind of anxiety or stress in your body. Close your eyes gently, and as they're closed, lift them just slightly upward. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Relax your throat and your neck and shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. You could do the mudra this week, which is the Ushas Mudra. You simply clasp your fingers together as they're resting on your lap. And then if you're female, place your right thumb in between your left thumb and your left index finger. And if you're male, place your right thumb on top of your left thumb. This helps with mental alertness. It also helps to balance your hormones. You don't have to do the mudra, but it's an option. It's another technique to help you focus your thoughts. You can hold this mudra for as long as you feel comfortable and just release it when you feel kind of finished holding it. Relax your stomach. Let it soften. Feel it expand as you inhale through your nose. And as you exhale through your nose, feel it contract and sink back down. This allows you to oxygenate your entire body. Doesn't it feel fantastic to breathe this way? Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves. And relax your feet. Beautiful. How do you feel right now? Honor how you feel. Allow yourself to transition gently into a place of peace. Sometimes people feel as though they have to force themselves to meditate or force themselves to be calm and relaxed. Well, you can't force yourself. I think you know that. You allow yourself to transition into a place of peace. Meditation is all about allowing. Now here's the reflection by Marcus Aurelius. Men seek retreats for themselves, houses in the country, seashores, and mountains. But it is in thy power whenever thou shalt choose to retire into thyself. For nowhere, either with more quiet or more freedom from trouble, does a man retire than into his own mind. I affirm that tranquility is nothing else than the good ordering of the mind. you can focus on your second chakra with this meditation if you'd like, right there at your sexual organs. So right there, about an inch or two above your first chakra, which is right at the base of your spine. This helps you to be open to this beautiful experience of meditation that you're giving yourself. It helps you be more creative. Now, eyes are uplifted gently, shoulders, jaw, stomach relaxed. Imagine yourself sitting in a place where you can enjoy a beautiful sunrise. Maybe it's a place you go to often, or maybe it's a place you've just been to once, maybe on a vacation. This is from the book Mudras, Yoga in Your Hands by Gertrude Hershey. And as always, I'll link to all the meditation techniques and all the resources on my website at sipandom.com. As you watch the sunrise, it slowly rises. And you let the colors, red, orange, yellow, or pink, have their effect on you. You let the colors affect you for a long time. These colors awaken and improve your mood. Now imagine yourself full of strength and vitality. Someone who enjoys life and goes out into the world and connects with love and joy and peace. Imagine yourself going out into the world and sharing the best of yourself. Your smiles, your best talents, all your beauty, your kindness, everything that represents you, the best part of who you are. Mentally repeat to yourself, I love my life exactly as it is. I love my life exactly as it is. Continue this beautiful meditation. You can let go of the technique and just feel the stillness within yourself. As you meditate just to the point where you feel you could go a little longer, always ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.